This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Cool Ford vehicles with solar power on the top. That's what the C-Max we got right here, a proof of concept car. We're going to show it to you next.
You're watching CES 2014 coverage of the Tech Podcast Network. TPN.tv partners include Dropcam.com and their newest cloud-based web cameras. Visit TPN.tv/Dropcam.
Hey, everybody. Jeffrey Powers here with Geekazine.com and the Tech Podcast Network over at TPN.tv. We're here with Dave McCready over at Ford. How
are
you doing?
Pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And of course, we've got this vehicle. Is this vehicle going to fall on us? No?
Okay. No.
Okay, we're good.
I hope not.
It's got awesome brakes and awesome suspension if it can park in that angle there. So
this is it's a production C-Max Energy hybrid vehicle that we have outfit with solar panels on the roof.
Okay, and this is just a proof of concept car. You're not planning to do it anytime soon, but you're getting an idea of what type of solar panels and stuff like that.
That's right.
What's the big advantage on this solar panel car?
Yeah, so the thing I'd like to point out here is that, I mean, we're not the first manufacturer to put solar panels on the roof of a car. That's been done before.
Yeah.
The unique innovation here from Ford is pairing a solar paneled vehicle with infrastructure, which is this Fresnel lens that's above the vehicle.
Okay.
And it concentrates the sunlight down onto the roof of the car such that you're able to take a wider footprint or a wider area of sun and concentrate it down onto the roughly 1.5 square meters of photovoltaics that are on the roof right now.
Okay.
And it thereby boosting the power capabilities of the panel so that you're able to recharge the 8 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery over the course of the day if you're parked underneath the concentrator.
Okay, so it'd be like two suns, four suns, what?
Actually eight, a multiplication factor of eight.
Wow. You know, if it wasn't for our sponsors, we wouldn't be doing the CES 2014 action. Dropcam is one of those sponsors. They have great prices available for cameras that you can put anywhere in your house. You know, if I had a drop cam, I could actually set it up in the living room and see what's going on. You know, with the frigid temperatures that we had last week, I could have checked in on the house, made sure that the power was still going, or made sure that there wasn't any other problems, listened in if I could hear something, and go from there. So check it out. Go over and check out all the drop cam models. Go over to tpn.tv/dropcam. tpn.tv/dropcam. Of course, it'll help our CES 2014 coverage. Thank you very much, Dropcam.
I'm guessing there's no sunroof on this, but you know, the possibilities if this actually becomes something other than proof of concept.
I do think there is such a thing as transparent solar panels, although these are not them.
Yeah.
So there's no sunroof that you'd be able to look out of on this car.
Okay, so. And of course, when we're talking about the amplification, we're talking about a fully sunny day in the middle of summer or something like that.
The amplification would happen whether it's a cloudy day or not. But
yeah.
I mean, to get the highest power off the panels, it requires, direct sunlight.
Direct sunlight.
So. Sure.
All right. Well, that's pretty much, I guess, because there's no time of day that this is going to get released since this is proof of concept. So we'll go from there. Thank you very much, Dave, for your time.
Hey, Jeffrey. Absolutely.
There you go. The C-Max. It looks good. We'll see what happens. And of course, once it starts coming out and they start producing it, we'll let you know over at geekazine.com and tpn.tv and CES. For CES 2014 action, my name is Jeffrey Powers. We've got a lot more video, so stay tuned.